The Bible is not a collection of stories or fables and myths or merely human ideas about God. It's not a human book. Through the Holy Spirit, God revealed his person and plan to certain believers who wrote down his message for his people. The process is known as inspiration. The writers wrote from their own personal, historical, and cultural context. Although they used their own minds, talents, language, and style, they wrote what God wanted them to write. Scripture is completely trustworthy because God was in control of its writing. Its words are entirely authoritative for our faith and lives. The Bible is God-breathed. Read it and use its teachings to guide your conduct. Going on to 1 John 3:16. This is how we know what love is. Jesus Christ laid down his life for us, and we ought to lay down our lives for our brothers. Real love in action is action, not a feeling. It produces selfless, sacrificial giving. The greatest act of love is giving oneself for others, the serving of others, with no thought of receiving anything in return. Sometimes it's easier to say we'll die for others than to truly live for them. And then John 3:16. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him shall not perish, but have everlasting life. On Friday, I stopped by the church office, and Vicki gave me the flyer for the cantata at Faith Lutheran. And on that flyer, it read, in part, "The Passion narrative is a story of power and struggle, pain and disappointment, of betrayal and treachery. But most of all, it's a love story, the story of a creator who loved the world so much that he gave his most precious possession to redeem it, his own son, Jesus Christ." This is the fifth Sunday of Lent, Sunday before Palm Sunday. Put into context what Jesus went through that last week before his crucifixion, that he would be beaten and receive a crown of thorns. God knew this was to take place. Jesus knew as well. And still, God allowed his only son to come to earth to live as man so that he would suffer as a man for all of us. The entire gospel comes to focus in this one verse. God's love is not static or self-centered. It reaches out and draws others in. Here God sets the pattern of true love, the basis for all of our relationships. When you love someone dearly, you're willing to give freely to the point of self-sacrifice. God paid dearly with the life of his son, the highest price he could pay. Jesus accepted our punishment, paid the price for our sins, and then offered us the new life that he had bought for us. When we share the gospel with others, our love must be like Jesus's, willingly giving up our own comfort and security so that others might join us in receiving God's love. It's one of the important ways to join in is by joining with the Gideons this morning and sharing with your finances, my money, to help in our distribution of Bibles throughout the world.